Yeah, I'm curious. You mentioned the difference between Daltons and Sanger Harris. Was that Sanger Harris perhaps carried more designer-forward clothing? Were there specific designers or manufacturers that you looked forward to working with, or that you felt were particularly compatible with the Dallas market?
Well, when I was in college, I worked at Daltons, and I probably wouldn't have known designer X from designer Y when I was in college, because I was under 20 then. And, you know, even though I may have had a customer who was interested in that, we didn't carry that much of it in the store. I really wasn't that designer savvy when I first got to Sanger Brothers anyway. What would I know at 20 years old? What did you know at 20 years old? Maybe you did, but I didn't.
I knew nothing.
I had to learn it once I got into that marketplace. So I couldn't answer that question for you, comparing Daltons department store with Sanger Brothers.
Yeah, and I'd imagine for each different kind of like category of clothing, there are different designers and manufacturers that you probably, you know, have to learn. Intimate apparel and sleepwear, you know, children's, they're all different.
Well, see, even Sanger Brothers, that carried a few more designers than Belgium did, we weren't in Neiman Marcus either. We had a designer circle at Sanger Brothers and Sanger Paris, but we weren't in Neiman Marcus. And if I bought a designer dress, it's because I bought it on the markdown rack at Bloomingdale's when I went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Sanger Harris did not have a couture clientele.